T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Governor Walz presented his budget yesterday, and he joins us now here in WCCO. Governor, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Before you start shoveling the driveway over there at the mansion this morning, I got to ask.
I know. I've got to get out of here. My kids are stuck home from school, and I'm go crazy if I don't get on the road or something. So.
Well, you were supposed to be on the road today with the Lieutenant Governor to do a kind of a statewide tour. Is the weather going to prohibit that today?
I think so. We're going to stay a little closer home. I was headed up to Moorhead. We'll get out there, but it's Minnesota, so you adjust your plans, and we'll get out a little more to some other places.
So what do you hope to hear at these town halls on the budget meeting? What do you expect to hear?
Well, I think what I did, and I said these are what I, you know, went around the state for 2 years and listened to people, what they care about. They want to have good schools. They want cheaper health care, and they want to have communities that work. And so it was my responsibility to put out a budget, which I think for the first time took a lot of working folks in greater Minnesota into account and made some hard choices. I know, I simply don't take it lightly when we talk about infrastructure investment and the gas tax, but I want to hear in those greater Minnesota communities how that's going to impact them, lowering property taxes, improving, you know, the thousands of deficient bridges that are just have to be taken care of.
Governor, I know that the headlines are talking about a 20-cent per gallon tax, but would that be incremental over the next 2 years?
Yes, it would. It wouldn't phase in right away, and it would bring it in. And again, Dave, we got $18 billion in backlog that are going to have to be addressed by someone. We're 27th in investment right now. I think what a lot of people don't realize is Minnesota really works well. We have the fifth highest amount of road miles of any state in the country, which puts us up with Texas and California. That makes our rural communities really vibrant. When we haven't been dealing with it, places like Duluth had to have a referendum pass a sales tax to fix their roads. So you implement it in. There's also there's a working family credit in there. Most folks that fallen in that middle range of income would see a tax credit to offset that increase. So I think it just makes sense. I think it's irresponsible not to tell people, because the alternative on this is not a gas tax. The alternative is congestion. The alternative is projects being pushed down and more expensive than they need to be done. And there's, you know, having to make decisions to turn back paved roads to gravel because we can't maintain them.
Yeah, timing is interesting, too, because as you've noticed, you're at the pump now. We're up 20 cents from about a month ago.
Well, it was down 79 cents since I got elected, so I figured that was a sign. But we know that has nothing. Gas tax fluctuates. I understand that it's important, and it's a part of this. I spent my entire adult life making about $40,000 a year as a teacher, so I understand this is part of it. But this is also jobs right back to Minnesota. Every time that goes up 20 cents, most of that's going to oil companies that aren't staying in Minnesota. So, you know, you get what you pay for. This has been kicked down the road for generations. We needed to deal with it, and I'm not under any illusion. There's other ways to finance things, but across the board, if you start draining out of your schools, draining out of nursing homes, draining out of some of the things that make the quality of life in Minnesota best, just to keep your roads paved, doesn't work. And the thing I have to tell you is that I think everybody across the country knows this. The Governors Association, the other 49 governors, asked me to go to D.C. and make our pitch, because every state's going through this, make the pitch to the House Transportation Committee, one that I used to sit on. And almost to a person, including the most conservative Republican members, said, well, we do need to do something. Federal gas tax hasn't been, and transportation infrastructure hasn't been invested in about 30 years. So this is a reality. People know that if they're stuck in that traffic, it costs about $1,000 a year in extra repairs to your car, in lost time, and how much gas you spend idling. So this idea that it'll cost an average family around $270 a year if they drive, they spend $1,000 a year now on congestion because we're not doing it. So I look at the gas tax like I hate replacing the windows on my house. They're expensive, but you have to do it. You end up saving energy, and it ends up keeping the house updated. This is maintenance that needs to be done.
Governor, what about the budget surplus? And I would expect that possibly could change next week, because I think we'll have the forecast come out. But what about that?
Yeah, I think it probably will. I guess forecasting is not a good business, but you can see that the economy, with the largest period of extended growth, there's just a natural downturn. Trying to base decisions based solely on the surplus, there's some one-time things that we plan to do with that, and we can do with that that makes sense. But that's the problem we've had with a lot of these investments. If they're not consistent and they're not over time, it becomes a boom and bust cycle. It becomes folks who are elected right now to go home and brag that, we didn't spend anything on anything, and look at how we're doing. Well, that will catch up with you. And so I think that surplus will change a little bit. This budget leaves more on the bottom line, probably than any other one, over $700 million that we don't touch and we leave sitting there. Just to make sure we're being prudent. And I am super conservative in my own family about those things. And I think that's the way we need to look at it. But there'll be a little bit of a downturn, but Minnesota's weathered this last time because we were smart. We have the highest credit rating of the states. We're in the most fiscally sound spot. That's how I'm starting this budget, and that's how I'm ending it. But we'll also have those investments in. I tell people we've got about $500 million of tax cuts for the middle class. The federal tax bill did very, very well if you were a big company or you made more than $1 million. Our tax conformity bill, you'll do very, very well if you fall in the middle class, you have kids, and you're working for a living.
You have to run, I know, here in about 2 minutes. Before I do, quickly, I would just ask you, you and the Senate Majority Leader seem to have a good working relationship. As you know, he wasn't thrilled with the budget yesterday. Do you feel you can work through it and get the session done on time?
Sure, we have to. And Paul and I do have a good relationship. I expect him to disagree on this. I expect, I'll make the case. And I keep telling him, I said, his senators, only one of them has been up for election in the last 2 years. And that senator said they'd vote for the gas tax. The rest of them weren't up for election. And I tell him this not out of arrogance, but I got 300,000 more votes than anybody in the history of the state. And I ran on this budget. I told him exactly what I was going to do. So I said, I'm open to compromise. But I'm listening to Minnesotans. They're prudent on this. They're not begging me to raise their taxes on gas and things like that. But they are telling me, deal with this congestion, figure out how to make our roads safer, get our schools working right, and let's continue to create a good workforce. So we'll be able to work this out. Paul's a man of honor. We disagree strongly. I will make the case, and he'll make the case, and then we'll reach a compromise.
Governor, I know you got to run here for an 8 o'clock appointment. Thanks for your time, as always, and we'll talk soon again.
Thank you so much.
He is the governor of Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz. WCCO time is 7:57.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.